With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland Department of the Environment recently released its annual report on the agency's efforts to enforce environmental laws in the state. Tim Wheeler is senior writer for the Bay Journal. He examined the state's water pollution enforcement numbers as part of his ongoing scrutiny of the Bay cleanup. He noticed a significant drop-off in actions by the agency, known by its acronym MDE, during the most recent year of Governor Hogan's administration.
For water enforcement last year, the year that ended the end of June of 2017, MDE took 771 enforcement actions. That's 46% fewer than the year before, and the fewest number in the last decade.
But it's not just enforcement actions that are down. According to the state report, the number of state water pollution inspectors has declined over time from 62 in the year 2000 to just 47 last year. And this is at a time when the number of sewage plants, industrial facilities, and other sites that inspectors need to examine has more than tripled, from fewer than 2,000 two decades ago to about 6,800 last year. Here's Wheeler again.
When you take that long look, yes, the overall complement at MDE has shrunk considerably. There's been, you know, some pressure on MDE in recent years to build up its field staff again, and there was even, in fact, additional money provided in the last budget to hire some additional inspectors. And the outcome of that, I think, is still in question. MDE had told the legislators they were working on it.
Nationally, the Trump administration tried to slash EPA's budget by 31% this year, before being stopped by Congress, which approved level funding for the agency. Nevertheless, because of a change in political leadership at the federal agency, civil penalties against polluters fell by 49% in the first year of the Trump administration, and the number of enforcement cases dropped by 44% compared to the first year of the Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations, according to an analysis of federal data by the Environmental Integrity Project. Evan Isaacson is Chesapeake Bay policy analyst for the Center for Progressive Reform.
We're seeing the same story in a lot of states. I mean, the drop-off in Maryland has been particularly striking, just like the drop-off in enforcement at EPA in the last year. But generally, yes, if you look around the country, you see that a similar situation everywhere, especially in the budget side of things. The agencies are just, they're getting hit pretty hard.
In Maryland, Environmental Secretary Ben Grumbles declined to be interviewed for this program. But his agency sent a written statement that said, in part, quote, "While penalty amounts vary from year to year, our commitment to environmental progress through compliance assurance and pollution prevention is absolute and unwavering. Results matter, and key report cards show positive trends for Maryland's environment, including the highest grade for Bay Health in decades," unquote. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences annual report cards on the Bay's health do show a recent upward trend, but it started in the year 2010, 5 years before Governor Hogan took office. That was when President Obama's administration imposed a new system of pollution limits and potential penalties on the Bay Region states that failed to meet their cleanup targets. That Obama-era program of increased federal oversight of the Bay appears to be working. But it is at risk under the Trump administration, which claims to prefer a state-led approach to environmental issues, even though the states themselves are cutting back. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus, published by Johns Hopkins University Press. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.